Okay, I'm talking across the two of you because I do want to just touch on this last issue, which is the issue of the Waterford Search and Rescue Service, because this tender competition from the Department of Transport for the provision of search and rescue services for the Irish Coast Guard, that ends in 2 weeks' time, but there are concerns remaining that one of the four established bases in Dublin, Shannon, Sligo or Waterford could be lost. And Verona, you believe that it's not looking good for Waterford.
Yeah, and I want to actually just mention my colleague, my independent colleague here in Waterford, Matt Shanahan, who has been to the front of this since May of 2021. Matt Shanahan, Michael Lurie and myself visited the base in Waterford in August because there was an insinuation that the airport runway wasn't going to receive the funding that had been committed, in which case the airport wouldn't be viable. The base for R117 is in Waterford Airport, and the airport would need to be operational for the base to continue. So we know that that funding hasn't come forth, but the problem here is that very Machiavellianly, I might say, pre-Christmas, a notice for the expression of interest went out for the tender for the ZARS, which is the Search and Rescue Service. That notice has, the content of that is that we would have three helicopters going forward. We currently have four and a spare. So I'm very concerned that there would be a diminishment of that service, given the fact that particularly through Rosslare Europort, we have a 400% increase on direct ferry traffic, which can cater, there can be as many as 1,200 passengers on those ships. To bear in mind, the increase in call out for 117 over the last 12 months has been up by 200 call outs.
117 from is the Waterford, is the Waterford, yes, based search and rescue helicopter. Very quickly, Minister,
There's no mention of any particular geographical location in this tender, good, bad or indifferent. It simply says that there needs to be a minimum of three aircraft, and the precise number of bases, the precise locations are a matter then for the subsequent tender process. But there's no mention that Waterford is losing out in this. There could be no interpretation of that Waterford is losing out.
We will be putting a motion.
But it does look like one base will lose out. Minimum of three helicopters
The number of bases and the location are not specified at this particular stage of the tender process.
Appreciate that, Minister. Not what I've read. It doesn't say a minimum. It asks, the requirement is for three helicopters. A fixed wing and a spare, would be a diminution of what we have currently.
Now, the pre-qualification questionnaire, as I understand it, states that there's a minimum requirement of three helicopters. The number of bases and the location.
Waterford should not fear here.
I'm saying is that Waterford or Dublin or Sligo or Shannon.
How can you have
Shannon
a tender process that says a minimum of three and then you add another one? Is that what you
Shannon
do?
Shannon isn't mentioned, or Dublin isn't mentioned, or Sligo isn't mentioned, or any of them isn't mentioned.
Because on a geographic basis, the last time the contract went out, Waterford was actually going to be dropped. Assure you, the same cohort of people feel that that just won't happen this time. But let me just say, Katie, the independent regional group plus the Shannon independent group led by Gerard Crockwell will be putting a motion down the minute we get back to the Dáil for government to come in and explain the actual expression of interest.
We will no doubt we will be hearing more about this when the Dáil resumes.